Murray.
Today, with helpalongyourway.com podcast, we have Chris Bowes of Alestorm. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah. This is going to be cool.
All right. We'll get into some of these questions. Some of them are kind of random, but a lot of them are just curiosity. Has Alestorm ever recorded Rime of the Ancient Mariner? The reason I say this is because I think it would be a fitting tribute to Iron Maiden and Davy Jones. And specifically, I hear a lot of strong Maiden influence on this album and in the track Rum.
I think it sounds difficult. I don't know. Isn't that song like 27 minutes long or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's a long thing, but you know, maybe a shortened version. I don't know. I can really hear y'all playing.
Patience halfway.
Okay.
No, we've never played such a song. Alas, maybe one day when we're all talented musicians, but right now we're all the crap at our instruments to do anything like that.
Okay.
There's the magic of studio wonders that can make anyone sound good. You know.
Well, that's true for some folks. All right, is there a single theme or concept through the new album, Back Through Time, or is it mainly a collection of catchy little tunes?
Yeah, it's there's this overlying concept of pirates, I think. Is that's all just songs, isn't it?
Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho.
Pile of nonsense. Nothing's related to each other, it's just the moment is vague. Connection of being about alcohol and piracy in some way or not about it really. But concept albums really are a thing.
Yeah,
it's like too much like hard work.
Okay, so obviously it's my first interview with Alestorm. So how do you know what pirate music sounds like? I'm just curious.
You know, some people say to us, "Oh, this song sounds so piratey," or whatever. But like, I don't know, nobody knows.
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What did people listen to in the 16th, 17th century? Very crappy songs, you know, really dodgy folk music at very best. Baroque stuff, that's nothing like what we do, so. We just make cool heavy metal with keyboards. I don't know. Sounds a bit like the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, I guess. That's close enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I picture when I hear the music.
It's all fake, cheesy Disney piracy. That's what we do.
Okay. So, in terms of musicianship and recording quality, I mean, I like to really dig in to the band's history and music and figure out what they're about. And I know you've got, it's not a very large catalog of music, but it's strong, okay, for the past few years.
You're very
much. So, how do you not get tired of playing the same songs over and over and over again? Do you rearrange some of them just for the tour, or how do you keep it fresh?
Yeah, we've tried changing songs a bit, adding these kind of, you know, big kind of sing-along breakdowns in the middle where it's just drums and bass and this whole kind of cheesy whoa type stuff, you know. But it does get very boring. That's one of the reasons we write new albums, just get a chance to play something else live. Otherwise, we get very, very bored. Like, the problem is we've got like a few songs that, you know, people really like, you know, like the classics or something.
Right.
But we kind of have to play this like four or five songs that if we didn't play them live, people would cry. So I don't know, it gets a bit boring playing those, but it's all good fun.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the fact that, you know, the crowd actually enjoys it.
So all the great bands which you've toured with and shared the stage with and all that good stuff, what has been either your favorite tour to date or your favorite band to play with?
No, most bands are terrible, really. They're all far too professional and very boring, unfortunately. We had probably our favorite tour was Pagan Fest 2009 tour. Was pretty cool. That was Corporate Clowny, Unleashed, Swashbuckle, the other pirate band.
Exactly.
Partied hard, you know. We're all a bunch of drunken retards, and that was a great time. We're all good bands as well, but mostly about having a good pop.
Okay. Now, on the track, this is on the new album, of course, Shipwrecked. Will you be playing this live with the real fiddle or the infamous guitar?
Yeah, everything we do live is with the guitar. We're almost like two different bands, like live in the studio. Because in the studio, we get like, you know, violins, flutes. We get genuine trumpet and trombone players in to do all the brass stuff. Like, there's hardly any actual keyboards on the album. But when we play live, we kind of strip it down and just play the guts of the songs with cheap keyboard sounds and rap guitars.
Okay, so what do you have, like, do you have the music instruments sampled into your guitar? How do you do that?
Yeah, I've just got some really cheap-sounding accordion, really cheap-sounding brass, and some solo sound, and that's about it, really, which is really dodgy 80s Casio-sounding stuff.
Yeah, when I first read that about the guitar, and then, you know, I saw a picture of it, I immediately thought of, Devo. I don't know if they used it, but it just brought to mind that picture of them all dressed up with the red hats.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I thought, man, that's pretty cool.
Easy crap.
Okay, since I'm based in the U.S., obviously, and more specifically, Texas. When you play in the U.S., what is your favorite city to play and why?
I like playing L.A. because it's L.A. You know? There's just something completely rock star about playing gigs in Hollywood and stuff.
Okay.
You know, Texas was actually disappointing. We played San Antonio and there's like 12 people there, so they'd be sad. Texas is a nice little one.
Well,
definitely, it's like playing all these big famous cities that you see in the movies. That's what we like doing.
Now, being the interest of music is pirates, right? And booty and all that stuff. Have you personally ever gone deep sea diving or treasure hunting?
I went swimming a couple of weeks ago. Did that count?
He didn't make it. He missed the cut. And I guess he found him.
All right. Now, what is your favorite sea story? I mean, it could be from the perspective of a mariner, a pirate, a fisherman, or a castaway. What is your favorite story?
My favorite sea story.
Yes.
To be honest, right now I can only think of the Little Mermaid. The only sea-related story I can think of right now.
I'll take a scotch and water, hold a scotch.
I didn't even like that, believe it or not. Well, Finding Nemo, that's good. I don't have a clue. I'll just say the Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, hey, that's good. Good answer.
Ariel the Babe. Complete Babe.
Okay. Okay. Is there really enough supply of guitars?
That is something that worries me because when I bought my first one brand new like 6 or 7 years ago, it cost me a couple $100. Happy days. But then it turns out they stopped making them because there's a chemical inside the inside it somewhere in the inside the circuit boards that actually makes you infertile.
Shazam!
But they went out of production.
Wow.
But the thing is, it's the only instrument I can actually play live. Anything else wouldn't work. So I've got to, you know, scour eBay every day trying to find cheap guitars. I'm currently on my second one. It's falling to bits as well now, so I'm having to buy a new one. But the thing is, they became kind of cool and trendy, so the prices went up to like $1,000 for one. It's ridiculous. So yeah, it's really hard to find. It worries me a lot.
Now, have you considered approaching some of the, you know, manufacturers or having someone customize an actual guitar for you, make one from scratch?
I've got a friend who said he'd possibly make one out of carbon fiber or Kevlar or whatever it is, but I don't know. It's hard. And I've tried asking Roland and Korg and all these other keyboard companies for endorsement deals, but they want nothing to do with us.
You can do it!
Alas, I'll just have to scour eBay again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if I think of anything, I'll let you know for sure.
Thank you.
You can do it!
In 2009, I read that Perth, your home base, celebrated its 800th anniversary. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I think you're right, yeah. I remember reading that.
So,
you know more about this than I do, man.
So, okay, well, maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't. So, do you remember if there was a big celebration, big to-do about it, or...?
There's really nothing ever happened for us. I think that there might have been a small speech made by the mayor, maybe a small party, but really nothing ever goes on. It's the worst town in the world. Like, 40,000 people, it's always raining, all the buildings are grey, there's no jobs, no nightlife, no nothing, just depressed, bored, unemployed people wasting their lives away. The worst place, so yeah, you don't want to go there.
Okay, so why is it you're still based there?
Well, not only we were not based there, it's just where we're from.
Oh, just where you're from, okay, good. So where are you living now?
Currently, somewhere in the deepest, darkest depths of the Netherlands, far away from Perth as you can get without going very far. Makes a change.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, I'm kind of going to go back to Perth in that area of Scotland, so kind of bear with me here. I know from...
Have you ever been to Scotland?
No, I've never been.
Terrible, don't go.
Okay. Is that your honest opinion, or is that just a joke?
Well, you know, there's some nice hills and stuff, but apart from that, you know, you can... If It's really small, you know, really small. I even travel across it a day, and there's nothing to see, apart from a mountain or two. Might see a guy playing bagpipes, but he's just there for the tourist dollars. There's far better countryside, loads of places else in the world.
Okay.
And all the people are terrible. Quite racist as well, actually.
Really?
Yeah, really nasty. Racist and sectarian. It's all a terrible place.
Interesting. So, what is it you think causes all the racism?
Oh, isolated, embattled country. It's really just, I don't know. I think we're all just jealous of other countries for having warm weather and prospects.
Okay.
Heard it's all the terrible people.
Yeah. Yeah, I have heard that miserable weather makes for miserable people.
Absolutely.
Now, in some of my reading, I read of a place called River Tay, or an actual river.
Yeah, the River Tay is the river that flows through Perth.
Yeah. Now, there have been pearls that I read that have been found in that river.
Really?
Yes.
Right, this is, I imagine, out towards when it gets close to Eden, there's, you know, a few kind of oysters you get pearls from? I don't know. Where do pearls come from? Clams? I don't know. Something.
Well, yeah, they... they said this particular one in 1967 called the Abernathy.
1967.
Yeah, called the Abernathy pearl was found in a mussel. Yeah, I just
Abernathy's nice. They make nice biscuits there.
Okay,
that's all I can say about Abernathy. The shortbread's good. Scotland's a really terrible place. You should go there sometime. Except you shouldn't. You know, it's fine if you're a tourist for, like, you know, 2 or 3 days. You know, go and see Edinburgh and all this shit. Go to the Highland, look at Loch Ness. After that, just the sheer depression the place sits in, gonna die.
Now, I'm going to talk politics a little bit, and this is just a question out of curiosity.
You're a madman.
I've come to the right place now.
If you were still in Scotland, do you think that Scotland should remain part of the United Kingdom or be a standalone sovereign state?
Heck no, independence sounds like awesome. At least we get a slightly different passport. That'd be cool. I don't like my British passport. It looks silly. A Scottish one would be more fun.
Yeah.
And at least maybe foreigners would stop calling it England, you know? Because, like, in so many languages, the word for Britain is England, even though England's a completely different place. And it's not possible. It annoyed me. So, yeah. At least people realize we're a separate country as opposed to some part of England.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Yeah.
So, are you still a citizen? Oh, are you still a citizen of Scotland?
Yeah. Well, officially a citizen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Doesn't make any difference. Yeah.
Okay.
I am Scottish, Leo or not.
Okay, so
okay.
My next question, there probably isn't an answer, but I'll ask it anyway. What is the best thing about living in Scotland?
It impresses foreigners. People are impressed by people who are speaking Scottish. Oh, wow, you're from Scotland. Wow, that's so exotic, exciting. And chicks dig that shit.
Okay, so what is the worst thing? I mean, you talked about...
The worst, God, I could go on for days. Cold, it's wet, it's far away, and everyone's horrible.
Okay, so do you still have family that live in Scotland?
Yeah, all my family lives on. They just ran away.
Okay, that has taken the interview, that has taken a turn for the worse, I guess.
am I just shattering your dreams here, one by one?
No. It's just not something I expected. Hey, but it's good. It makes for a good interview.
Oh, it's a lovely place, and oh, everyone's your best friend, and oh, the hills are alive with the sound of bagpipes. Well, I think it's terrible. Can't stand the place.
Yeah,
I mean, it's grace to my nation.
Hey, you're just being honest. There's nothing wrong with being honest, and that's good. Well, that wraps up the interview. Do you have any parting words to say to fans?
I would like to say to the fans, eat Scottish beef.
Where's the beef?
Anything else?
Here first. No, that is.
Before we let you leave, your commander must cross that field, present himself before this army, put his head between his legs, and kiss his own arse.
Yes to the
Blackjack!